Bald and blonde. Welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast. Hear about tips, tricks, skills, tools, inspiration, mental hygiene, know what you want and how to create what you desire to achieve predictable results and create a content life wherever you are. And here are your hosts, Kathy Tate and Daisy Papp.
And welcome everybody to another episode of Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution. I'm Kathy Tate, the Bald Warrior, your host from Australia. And with me, as always, your host from Florida Keys, the amazing Daisy Papp. Hi, Daisy.
Hi, my dear friend, Kathy, my amazing dear friend from Australia. How are you? It's so good to see you.
Quite good, Daisy. Quite excited because we have just won bronze in the Raw Awards here in Australia, which was super, super amazing. And we're very thankful to our listeners who actually nominated us for that award.
That is so wonderful. Yes. Oh, thank you so much, dear listeners. And it is such a sweet compliment. And I find it so wonderful. And it's quite a compliment that our listeners nominate us. I'm truly very grateful for this. Thank you.
So, Daisy, today is actually our first show of season 4. How about that?
It's amazing. Amazing. And it's so exciting. It's lovely. And every single time we produce, I'm very grateful that back then, in that particular month, that then you made that voice message that you sent me through one of the social media platforms and you just reached out and that's how we met. And it's just lovely. And I'm very grateful, very much so. And every single day. Thank you, Kathy.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I thank you for being on the other end of that. It is amazing to think that it's nearly 2 years since I first reached out to you.
Yes.
And what a journey it has been. I know that I have learned more in the last 2 years about personal development and how my head works and how to handle myself than I've learned my whole life. My hat goes off to you, Daisy. Thank you for that. And I'm sure our listeners feel the same way. If they've been following along for the last 71 episodes, they'll certainly be feeling the way I do. And I've got a doozy today for our first episode of season 4. Mm-hmm. Today, we are going to talk about the two wolves.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're referring to. Because the two wolves is not about Kathy and I. It's something that we all have within us somewhat. It can be also outside of us, so I believe. But what do we do with it? Now, that's really exciting. And I believe it's also part of self-development. It's mandatory to go through this topic as well. Yes.
Absolutely agree with that. And there are probably many metaphors around the world in different cultures for this exact same thing. I'm just choosing to call it the two wolves. I know that in your culture, Daisy, you guys call it the two dogs, don't you?
Well, I'm not so sure which is my culture anymore because I live so many places. I know where my roots are and I'm quite certain where I'm going. But what's my culture? I consider myself cultured. Well, I say the two dogs, but it's probably because I'm also missing the American culture because I wasn't born here. I didn't grow up here. So maybe here it is the culture to call the two wolves. In examples, when I bring it up in client sessions or in seminars or workshops or symposiums, I speak about the two dogs and I speak about the black dog and the white dog or the good dog and the bad dog. And it is, I think, a very simple example to realize where our energy is flowing, because wherever our energy goes, everything grows. And oftentimes, I would like to mention here a very recent example. I was speaking with a young gentleman and he's so positive and he's all about positivity and he's all about words. And yes, words, actually, that's about spelling. So there are spells in it. So he's very highly developed, I must say. And on the other hand, at the same time, he gets very upset about certain specific things in his life. And then he's investing so much energy in there. So I asked him, because he likes money or he likes investing well and having right return on investments. And I said, so if this was money, the energy that you are just putting out there into something that you cannot change anyways, now I wonder when it comes to spelling, so what spells do you put in or out? And I wonder what's your return on investment? Besides that you are quite nervous and agitated and maybe upset and frustrated, and probably your blood circulation is quite speedy at this time and your blood pressure is rather higher than before. So it is, I believe, a very good thing to consider where do we put our energy. And oftentimes we tend to believe that we have endless energy, and that's not the case because we have 24 hours. I mean, that's simply our system, right? That we plan within the 24-hour system that we agreed upon globally. But when it comes to energy, we also have specific amounts of energies, different energies that we can spend in a specific time unit. And depending on where we spend it, we will be depleted more early or maybe rather lately. So it's a very good thing to have a look how we spend our energy and where we spend our energy and actually what impact it has when we start being more alert about this.
Yeah, so that's really interesting how you talk about that. And I think first we come back to the black and the white wolf, let's say, and spell out that we're talking about giving our energy to the positive side of something or the negative side of something. And so that's what the wolves or the dogs or whatever metaphor it is you use in your culture represent. The attitude of positivity or negativity. And now being aware of where we are consciously putting our energy, are we being positive or are we being negative? And that's how we say we're feeding the black wolf or we're feeding the white wolf, because we're pushing our energy towards that. Now, I would imagine that until you're aware of this, you would possibly put your energy to the negative without even really realizing it. And I know that I've seen that out in the world. And even in my younger years, especially around money, I remember in my 20s, one of my friends commenting on it because I was always saying, I can't afford it. And that was feeding my black money dog instead of my white one by just simply by putting that out into the world. And we did an episode on Words Matter, and it's a really interesting episode. I do urge you to go back and listen if you haven't, because it really talks about how when we give energy to certain words, we actually manifest it or bring it to life with that. So whatever you want to label that, putting the energy into it matters.
Totally, especially if we think of our energy being in a wallet, for example, then we can think of, okay, this is how much energy I have. Where am I going to spend it? I'm free to choose, unless I'm running my life and my day and most of my time on autopilot, automatic programs, subconscious programs, and I'm not even aware of that. Now, when I come to realize, okay, let's become a little bit more greedy with my energy wallet, more cautious. How am I spending my energy? And I'd like to give an example here. I admit that in my life for many years, I tried to fix things that are unfixable, or I tried to solve things that are out of my responsibility. I tried to help where help was not wanted, which is also called solicitation. We could call it like that. So I'm the first to put my hands up. Yes, I admit. And I came to the conclusion that while I'm trying to solve something which is not my responsibility, I'm spending lots of energy without ROI. There is no return on investment. It's just like you're on the 10th floor or in the penthouse or the 50th floor, and you just take your $100 bills and throw them out the window. If it was money, no one would do it. How interesting.
Isn't it?
You see how we undervalue our own energy. How interesting.
Yes, super interesting. And I also would guess that if we're focusing on the negative or the black wolf, that we would spend it faster.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting point. I'm not sure if the spending goes faster by the good wolf or the bad wolf. I wonder if it has more to do with the unawareness where it goes.
It's just draining away without you realizing.
Yes. So there's a young gentleman I'm working with, and he is very much into social media. That's his business. So he's a pro in that. And he's absolutely against the system. He says, I'm so sick and tired of it, what they're doing with the data. There are some social media platforms that were, I think, the super award winners in censorship over the past year and a half or two. And even one of them is changing their name now, and they're rebranding themselves because that's how bad their reputation is. Now, this young gentleman I'm working with, he is absolutely against that system, that the data of users is being abused, that people are oftentimes misled by information, that teenagers and younger adults almost feel their reality happening on social media. But when you look into their analog lives, there is no such thing. So he's very much against it. And he's really upset. And he said, yeah, and that must stop and they should pull them down. And he was really emotional and, well, quite on a rage. And I asked him, so how is that helping? And which are you feeding now, the good one or the bad one, when you spend your energy on being so upset about a system that is established, billions of people use it every day, and you're putting your energy exactly there, what you're upset about. Actually, what you be better off is cutting off your energy spending towards that and focus on the good side. Let's face it. Social media is a great way to connect. It's a great way to interact. It's a great way to share information. I reach so many more people. Look at us, Kathy. We reach people in 58 countries, not over social media, but over the internet. People can listen to us everywhere.
If not for social media, I don't know how we would have met otherwise. So there's certainly a lot of good that can come from it as well. I agree with you there.
So now when I focus on the good and use it for the good, because my power reach is not as far, that my arm's not long enough to change the system and the unfairness of the system and the shadow banning. Why is it that your ads are being seen and mine are not, for example? I mean, this is just an example. Why is it that your posts are seen by 2,000 people and mine, although I have, let's say, 30,000 followers, only be seen by two people? So you see, the big tech has too much power. And I totally agree with that. Nevertheless, the system can still be used for the good. And I'm the one to choose.
Yes.
How I'm using it. And let me go back to a knife. Let me ask you, is a knife a good thing or a bad thing?
Yeah.
Depends on where you stand. But when I'm cutting my salad or my fish or my steak, isn't it wonderful to have a sharp knife?
Well, it would be much harder without it, that's for sure.
That's yes, yes. I mean, we can go to the cavemen and then we eat with hands and feet almost and then throw the bones over our shoulder backwards. We can do that too. By the way, there is a restaurant in Europe I know where it's all about eating as if you were hundreds of years back and you're allowed to throw the bones backwards over your shoulder.
That's so funny.
Well, not very delicate for me, so it's turning my stomach. Not really my thing. But let's have a look. I can do good things and bad things with a knife. I am responsible how I'm using it. Now, the young gentleman in social media, he can choose how to use it. And in the meantime, while using it for the good, stop spending your energy on being upset and they should be shut down because this is unbelievable. I totally agree with him, but I'm not going to spend my energy on that.
Yes, yes. So it's one thing to have an opinion. It's another thing, again, to direct all this energy into it and then putting yourself in this state where it's unhealthy for you to mentally think like that. Not to mention we're spending our energy. And the more you spend on the black wolf, the less that's there for the white wolf.
Well, again, it's your responsibility.
the less likely you are to feed the white wolf if you're focused on the black wolf, like, because you can get swept up in it, can't you?
Totally.
If you're mad about something or you're raging against something that you see as unfair and it's dear to your heart, it is very easy to slip into this state where you're giving all this energy away to the negativeness. Well, maybe let's think of some solutions and switch it up and take our power back and feed that white wolf with solutions and find a way to make a difference in your own way.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to give here a very simple example. It also has to do with communication, but it shows clearly how our brains work. When I'm asking you, do not think of a pink dog with a yellow leash and red shoes.
Yes, of course, I'm thinking of it now.
So now that's clearly... your brain focuses on what I told you, although under no circumstances, sort of. So do not, right? I asked you. Now, the brain works this way. And now instead of allowing it to be abused or used, let's take our power back. And then let's say, okay, I don't want to think of that dog, but let me think of my lemon that I have in front of me, or the lemon juice that I have in front of me, or the pink lipstick that I have in front of me, or the palm tree that I'm just growing, or the sunflower seeds that I just put in the ground. So when I focus on something instead, it becomes much easier to feed the good dog. So the positivity, but I must be aware already and have handy something positive where I can turn to. Because there are things in life, sadly, that I cannot change. Am I upset? Yes. Look, there's so much malfunction on this globe that I'm hurting when I think of it. But that takes away my energy from finding solutions and help those who need it most. So I rather focus on the help that I can give and serving my community and actually serving the global community, the human community. And in the meantime, while I'm focused on that, the power is away from the bad dog because my focus is so on the good things that I can do and achieve and really have an impact. I have no time and no desire to go to the bad dog.
Love it. 100% agree. That's the way I think as well. I remember back in my early 20s when I had my son as a baby, a new single mother had come out of domestic violence, and I decided back then that I was going to focus on my son. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I just made this decision that out of something so horrid that had taken place in my life that I'd escaped now, I was just going to focus on my good thing. Mm-hmm. And that became my number one value once I got out. And I chose, and I remember doing it in my young mind. I was completely overwhelmed with this baby that I was suddenly raising on my own. I had no real support system around me. And I chose that because I didn't want to live angry at his father. And I didn't want that anger to be in our lives. It was why I left. So it made sense to me to go, okay, I'm going to focus on my good thing. And for years, I called him my good thing.
Sweet.
So that's, I think, a really simple example of how your attitude and how simple it can be to just choose the good wolf and then make the choice and then take the steps one at a time. And until you get used to it, you know, and you will, like it's second nature now for me to assess something and maybe part of it is it doesn't agree with me and I don't like, but I won't focus on that. I'll focus on the part that I can have an effect on or the part that can be positive in some way. I naturally think like that now, and I think that you can train yourself to that state.
Totally, because we are conditioned. We weren't born like that. Yes. To focus on the bad, focus on the bad. It is partially a survival skill that our brain is biased, and that is very good, but we can use it for our benefits, keep the instinct still going, but use our brains. We have a genius sitting there between our ears. Let's become brain users instead of just being brain owners. I totally vote for that. And something interesting is also that I'm supporting some teachers and some parents in different countries overseas and here in the US, because they clearly see that something with the school system is not as healthy as it can be. Now, part of the people, especially in Europe, they were very much focused on what's bad, that's bad, that's bad, that's bad. And it was almost like a broken record. And it was very challenging to bring them out from that broken record point of view and repeating it. So then we were able to take them out for 5 minutes and then back they were to the broken record. So it's really exhausting for them and they spend all the energy. Now, while your mind is occupied with something really bad, you cannot be creative. Now, whoever thinks whatever they think about the media, but there must be maybe a reason behind it, I wonder if it's not on purpose the way it is to always keep us busy with something and something new and something more horrifying and something more bad and something more accidental and something more tragic. So we cannot get access or do not spend our energy wisely. Now, here's the interesting thing. Did the system change in Europe about the schools yet? Did it improve yet? No, not at all. It's getting worse at this time. But in the meantime, many teachers and many creative minds and many parents started building a new system. And they live with that new system. They teach their children in a different way that is more brain friendly. The children love learning. So now that they focus on that, they're building so beautifully and so powerfully up and up. It's unstoppable, no matter what the system does. So when we focus on the good wolf, the bad wolf becomes insignificant sooner or later.
Yeah, I like that. That makes complete sense to me. And while you were talking about that, I was thinking about all of the stuff going on in the world today and how it's creating a lot of fear around the world. And we've spoken about this in multiple episodes. And that effect on people, not only is it like force feeding the black wolf, it's also keeping people in a state in their reptilian brain where they can't use their creativity and their curiosity.
That's exactly it. That's the key. So actually, it can be misused and abused. So let's take our power back. Now, I'd like to offer a smart, short experiment here. Try to think of two things at the same time, can you?
Well, they're kind of the same thought, though. So
you can mend them together.
Yeah.
But you cannot think of cooking dinner for tonight and going for a run in the morning. You think either of cooking dinner tonight or you think of going on a run tomorrow morning. Or you can blend the two together and then it's something else. Then it's a mixture, a compilation. But at the same time, you think of one thing.
Yeah,
you can switch between two things quite quickly. So, but now imagine when you're focusing on the flat black thing that most people have hanging or standing in their living room. When you switch that off more often, that screen thing where all sort of things come out. The black TV. Flat.
You couldn't just say TV?
No, because I wanted to paint a picture in you so that you connect the dots to the black wolf.
I was like, what is this black thing? Right. Yes. Well, depending on what you choose to watch.
Yes, I agree.
On the black box. Yes.
That's right. But then when you already choose and you don't only out of habit, come home, switch it on, have it on, and then you get your brainwashed while you're making dinner or in the shower or read the newspaper or answer your emails. So when we become more aware of it, and that's the reason why I called it on purpose, that black flat thingy that we do have in our living rooms, hanging on the wall or standing on a console, whatever it is. We want to become more aware so that when you switch it on next time, that then you also know, okay, so I consciously switch it on because I'm ready for a brainwash and let's give it to me, baby. I want to share with you the other day, I was invited to watch a movie and it was considered to be really extremely funny and it was a comedy. After like about 10 minutes, I asked the viewer if it was certain that this was a movie for me. After 20 minutes, I already was holding my hands over my eyes. After 30 minutes, I got up and I said, thank you so much. I just can't watch that. That's not for me. And I got up and put my AirPods in, and I was then continuing listening to something else because I can't stand it. It is just brutal when we consciously watch, not only like standing under the shower, but letting it in our brains. Instead, when we really understand, okay, so what's going on here? So they're showing this negativity, then they show this scary moment. What happens within me, I became so sensitive for not watching TV over 25 years, maybe almost 30, that I sense it in my body. My body feels really uncomfortable. I must leave or switch off that black flat thing. So let's switch it off more often or become very aware and only allow white stuff coming out of it. So really positive. They have so beautiful documentaries about the animal world and about nature. That is so positive. When you look at the magic planet Earth provides, it's just amazing and stunning and it's fulfilling.
It certainly is. And I think it's important to note here when you say because you haven't really had TV in your life for a long time, so what you do watch impacts you, you're quite sensitive to it. And I think the opposite is true. I think we can become so entrenched in like just having this in our lives that we become desensitized to it. Mm. And I don't think that's a good thing either because that's a dulling of our awareness.
Totally. And it's actually feeding us stuff that then activates our reptilian brain on high alert. And therefore, we're just not creative. Switching on TV, if you watch TV, let's say for 2 minutes, it lasts for 3 hours that you're out of a different state of mind. There are studies about that.
Wow.
We spoke about that in either a workshop we did or a seminar or a symposium, something like that. I wonder what it was. We're making some advertisement here. Why not?
2 minutes has an effect of 3 hours. That is super interesting because then if you think about somebody just having the TV on in the background, for instance, what it's doing without you even realizing is talking to your subconscious. Is that the right word, the subconscious?
Yeah. I'd say
it's pummeling us with the rubbish that they have on there. Yeah, it's super important to choose where you spend that energy is the point. I wanted to end on the note of going back to that wallet where we're spending our energy out of and remind our listeners how to refill that wallet.
Okay, we can refill it. Before we go there, I'd like to share one more thought. I believe that can be helpful. Let's say there is a bushfire somewhere in Africa. You're in Australia, I'm here in Florida. And we watch that for 30 minutes and maybe it's repeated every hour for 5 minutes because that's what the news do. They repeat, repeat, repeat. It's almost like you have a broken pipeline and it's just pushing it out. Now, besides affecting you, oh, this is horrible. Oh, this is so sad. Oh my God, these poor people. Oh, the animals. Oh, I'm so sorry. Maybe these animals and those animals and so many more people will be affected by this tragic event. Is it true? Yes. Does it help you or can you do something about it? What happens there right now in Africa?
No.
So then why would you allow that funnel that is attached to the top of your brain to constantly feed you with things that there's nothing you can do about, but keeps you in a negative or in a bad mood, or it keeps you with the reptilian switched on, totally on alarm, high alert. So it will affect you. It affects your immune system. There are studies out there. It's really interesting to dig into that a little bit. What happens to your body physically when something happens to you mentally or through your five senses?
Absolutely.
So why would I watch the headline every full hour on the news about something there's nothing I can do about, but it upsets my stomach, it affects my immune system? Why would I do that?
Yeah.
So how to fill up your wallet again? Switch it off more often? Be conscious what you're watching. I wonder, and I'm asking you, I'm asking all our listeners as well, but I'm asking you because you can respond here and now. If there's some music playing in the background on your station and you really dislike it and it's really high volume, what do you do?
Turn it off.
Oh, really? You see why? Yeah. Because you heard it. You were conscious. Oh, I don't like that. You sensed it. Mm. With TV, it's much more sneaky. Advertisements, much more sneaky.
They are super annoying to me, and I'm so happy the remote control has a mute button.
I'm with you.
Because I remember the days where you had to get up from the couch and actually switch a knob on your TV to change channels. Yes.
Yes.
That's how old I am, people. I'm just kidding. And you know what? I do also know this for a fact, that they deliberately play ads at a louder decibel than the rest of the show.
There you go.
To impact your brain.
To get your attention.
Yes. There's a whole heap of psychology behind marketing and advertising that is quite astounding.
Yeah. Warfare.
That I learnt at university when it was one of my majors. Yes. Very, very interesting. Yes.
Psychological warfare.
Oh, yes.
So now how can you fill up your wallet? Well, watch your spendings.
Yeah.
That's number one. The second point I suggest, because I use it every day, focus on some things that are really, really joyful to you. Somewhere, at some point in your life, you experienced something with maybe one, maybe two, maybe more senses that was just absolutely wonderful. Focus on that. Put a reminder in your calendar every 3 hours and take 60 seconds and just think of that. Think of that, how wonderful it was. See what you've seen, feel what you felt, hear what you heard. Maybe there was a smell to it. Maybe there was a taste to it. And it's so wonderful. And stay there for 60 seconds. That's how you fill it up.
I love that. That's awesome.
Number three, when we become more aware of what we're thinking, while we're thinking, when we're thinking, although we are unaware of what we're thinking, while we're thinking, when we're thinking, become more sensitive. Catch yourself. The more often you catch yourself, interestingly, something very exciting starts to happen. That is, when you notice in humans around you, when they're being negative or they're spending their energy to the wrong dog or the wrong wolf. And when you start noticing that, and instead of judging them, you feel compassion, that's how you fill it up. You see?
Perfect. What a perfect ending to a really great conversation about such an essential part of us that does need awareness.
I so agree. And thank you so much for, again, picking a wonderful topic. I truly appreciate your picks. And I appreciate also the moments before we record, because it's always exciting to wait for the topic to be thrown at me. Because you see, also, I can now choose to be so anxious and nervous. Oh, what is she going to throw at me? Oh, my goodness. And now what is, oh, what am I going to say then? Or I can say, oh, how exciting. It's a challenge. So you see the same situation and I can choose which wolf to feed. I choose to feed the good one and let that grow and let that become stronger. Because once you feed the good wolf, the cute thing is it really becomes stronger and stronger and it will be there for you when you need it.
I love it. Absolutely. And I think that's it today. I think it's been a really great conversation. I hope that it helps you guys out there think about your own lives, bring awareness to your own tendencies and old programming, and start choosing for yourself, choosing to take your power back, choosing to refill that wallet, choosing to feed your white wolf. Let us know what you think, guys, about today's episode. We love hearing your feedback. Make sure you share our podcast with your family and friends. And please do jump over to baldandblonde.live and buy us a cup of coffee. We would really appreciate your support.
Absolutely. We need it. We invest so much time and energy and, of course, also financial resources into this podcast. And we absolutely need your help. And we appreciate, because it's our passion to help you. And when you think about meeting us in person, would you invite us for a cup of coffee or a cup of tea? Would you?
I do hope the answer to that is absolutely yes, and I'm sure it is, Daisy. That's it from us today. It's been another great episode. We'll see you next week. We are Bald and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. Talk to you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to the Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. If you love what you're hearing, please subscribe to our podcast. In our show notes, you'll find the link to our Facebook group where you can personally connect with Daisy and Kathy, and the link to our website where you can find all of our previous episodes and much more of goodies so you can get more value. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. That really helps out the show and helps us to get some powerful feedback from you. Talk to you soon.